let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. We know God answers prayers, but there are times we want Him to answer on our time and not His. When we're impatient, we lose faith that He will answer our prayer, so we take matters into our own hands. Dr. Norris Hall, author of Pray and Time, says we need to have faith that He will provide for us because He loves us. God answers all of our prayers not according to our wishes, but according to His perfect will. Dr. Hall was born in a God-fearing family. At an early age, she loved and believed in God. She always prayed and preached whenever she played church with her brothers and sisters. Dr. Hall graduated Excelsior High School in Rochelle, Georgia. Upon graduation, attended Wiregrass College, Fitzgerald, Georgia, attended Covington Theological Seminary College, and there she received her Doctor of Ministry degree and Doctor of Theology. Dr. Norris Hall, author of Pray and Time, is our guest on This Week in America. Dr. Hall, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
But thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So much to talk about and so little time. I guess that's why you wrote the book, so people can have an opportunity to read all of this. We're never going to cover the important topics during the course of the interview, but we will try. Let's start off with the very basic question. What is prayer? And you addressed that at the beginning of your book, Pray in Time. What is prayer?
Well, prayer is it's really a conversation between you and God personally. And when we go to God for prayer, we go personally to Him, not anybody else, you know. And we're sure that He's going to answer our prayers. And like my book say, not according to our perfect will, but according to His perfect will.
Well, and the book is Pray in Time by Norris Hall. That's H-A-L-L Hall and Norris, N-O-R-R-I-S. Book available wherever books are sold, Amazon, urlinkpublishing.com, Barnes & Noble, all of those on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You say something that's very interesting and caught my attention right at the beginning of the book. Too often our prayers are more like shopping lists, and I'm thinking about that, and boy, I think for most of us that's true. Talk about that and why that's so important to understand. This is not a shopping list we're working on.
No, this is not a shopping list. This is for real.
It's
for real.
And I guess we need to approach it in that matter. Let's talk about some of the chapters in the book, because you address some very important issues for all of us. Preparing to pray. Talk about what we go through as we begin the prayer process. What should we be doing?
When we go through things, so many times we get nervous, we get upset, we don't know, you know, what to do. But the word of God say, you know, all we've got to do is come to Him, you know, just lean on Him, and He will answer our prayers. And He's good at answering prayers. He might not answer that prayer today, tomorrow, but next month or next year even, He will answer our prayers. Sometimes we pray, and we think He should answer our prayers right then. But God doesn't answer on our time, and He answers on His own timing.
What type of expectations should we have, or should we have expectations when we enter into prayer? What's the role of expectations? Because sometimes in our mind that sets, like I think, a sort of a time limit. We expect, I'm praying today, I hope to see an answer here soon. Should we not have expectations?
We should. When we go down on our knees or wherever, we should have that faith and that trust that God is going to answer our prayers. He's going to answer us if we have that faith and that belief and that grace and that mercy. He's going to answer us. But see, so many people pray and pray. They don't pray until they get in trouble, and they want God to answer them right then. And God doesn't answer right then. You got to know Him as your Lord and Savior. You got to know Him. Even a sinner, if he come off the streets and he's ready to accept Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior, and he said, Lord, you know, forgive me for my sins. I'm sorry that I have sinned. You know, go on and pray. And God is a loving God. He will forgive them.
When should we pray? You talk about sometimes we only do it or think we only do it in our prayer time. And for so many people, it's like, I have to set aside a certain time to pray. Is that true? Do we have to set aside a certain prayer time, or is it something that we can incorporate in our daily lives?
No, you don't have to sit aside a certain time. You know, a lot of people wait till morning, early morning to pray, or late night to pray. But you can pray anytime you want to. When I was working, you know, I used to sit there and get to thinking about the Holy Spirit. I would get up and go to the bathroom, and I would get in there, and I would let the Lord have it. You know, I would pray. So we don't have to have a certain time to pray, you know.
How about
whenever you feel that urge, you pray.
Well, in all of this and so much more in Dr. Hall's book, Pray and Time. Norris Hall is the author and our guest on the program. Book, again, available Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold, and a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Preparing to pray, what's the preparation for prayer? What's necessary to get in the proper frame of mind for our conversation?
The way things are going in the world now, and this is what I was thinking about when I was writing that book. The way things are going now, the walls, the earthquakes, whatever is going on now, we have got to learn not to be selfish in our prayers. We've got to learn to pray for the world, pray for everybody, the sick and the shut in, the hungry, the homeless, the orphan, the widows. We've got to learn to pray for everybody. You know, if we look around in the world today, it makes you want to pray. It makes you want to pray because we know God's word is being answered.
Well, and some people would go, how often should we pray? Because virtually every time after we read a newspaper or watch a newscast, we feel that we need to do that. How often should we pray, and how long should a prayer? Can a prayer be short? Should it be long? Should it be whatever we feel comfortable with at that time?
But whatever you feel comfortable with at that time. And, you know, the Lord's prayers are there in the Word. And if you don't know anything else, you know, you go to that word and pray that Abba Father, which art in heaven, you know, do that prayer. But you can do any prayer as long as you are sincere about that prayer. We don't play with God. Be sincere about that prayer. You can pray morning, you can pray noon, you can pray at night. Whenever you feel that you need to talk to somebody that won't tell your problems, you pray.
Does a prayer have to be audible to be heard, to be effective?
I think a prayer should be, a lot of churches pray, and they pray a lot. You don't have to pray a lot for God to get it, because God knows our hearts. You can just pray silent, and he knows exactly what you're saying to him.
Our guest is Norris Hall. Her book is Pray and Time. Book is available wherever books are sold. A link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. One of the chapters is The Battlefield of Prayer. Talk about that. What exactly is the battlefield of prayer?
The battlefield of prayer is when we are going through trials and tribulations. And there, at some point, we all have been through some kind of trial, some kind of tribulation. If it's nothing but a death in the family, whatever. When we go through those trials and tribulations, that's the battlefield of prayer then. This is when we need that prayer to come out of that battlefield. We, you know, it's not a good thing on the battlefield. But when we pray, God eventually brings us out of that battlefield.
You devote a whole chapter to the topic of don't forget to pray. Talk about the importance of that, and do we maybe tend to forget to pray when things are going perfectly well in our life? We're not asking for something.
Yeah, a lot of people forget to pray when everything is going fine in their life, unless they are really embedded in the Lord and they know that I'm going to pray no matter what. So you don't never forget to pray. Because God done brought you through, and he's not going to leave you. So don't forget to pray.
The title of the book is Pray and Time. Talk about the role of time. We touched on that in the beginning. We tend to want things on our time schedule. Talk about the importance you have pray and time combined. What's the importance of time in relationship to the prayer?
Well, pray and time. This is a dream I had, and this person in my dream was telling me to write this book, but use the subject, pray in time. because time is winding up. We are going through things that we have never seen before. We have never been in some of these things, but God is there with us, and it's time to pray. You know, I may not be going through, and you may not be going through, but our loved ones, our friends, even the enemy, they are going through. So we as a Christian, we have got to learn to pray for each and every one. You know, in my prayer, I always ask God to bless, you know, take care of his whole world, the people in this world, you know. And I pray that people will, that's not saved, that they will get to know the Lord and Savior before it's too late. It's praying time. It's praying time. It's not playing time, but it's praying time now. Look around the world and see what's happening now in the world. It's not in, maybe not in our part of the country, but look at the other part of the country. Those are our brothers and our sisters, and we have got to learn to pray for one another.
Norris,
it's praying time.
It's praying time, and Pray and Time is the name of Norris Hall's book available wherever books are sold. You mentioned even in his early years, Jesus prayed to God with a distinct intimacy. Can we learn from that? I would think that coming from him, that would be the proper way to pray. Can we learn from how he prayed to God?
Yes, sir. We sure can. Because when he prayed to his Father, he went on to say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And we can learn from that same prayer, because if we read and study that prayer, everything is in that prayer that we need.
You talk about three aspects of prayer. We've got a few minutes here. I would like to go over these because it's so important. It's content, our persistence, and God's faithfulness. Let's start with content. How important is content in the prayer, and what's the proper way to present that?
I think content of the prayer is when you get along by yourself and you really are down in the dumps and you really go to God, and you know that with a shadow of a doubt, you know you have faith that God is listening to you and he's going to answer your prayer. I don't know when, Lord, you're going to answer, but I know you're going to answer my prayer. And you got to get up off your knees or wherever you're standing or whatever, knowing in your heart that he's going to answer your prayer.
Well, how about persistence? That's the second aspect. And you think about that. Maybe sometimes we are too persistent, maybe not persistent enough. What is the right level of persistence? Sometimes you feel like I've been asking for this now several times. I don't feel like I should ask anymore. What's the proper level of persistence?
It's okay. It's okay to ask him. It's okay to be persistent about your prayers. He's our Father. And he understands us better than anyone understands us. So we are his children. If I go to him 50 times in a month, 50 times in a day, he understands me. He knows why I'm calling him. But somebody may say, well, you don't have faith because you keep praying and you keep praying. He's my Father, so I can pray. I can be persistent with my prayer as long as I want to be.
How important is God's faithfulness, being aware of that? And that's, as I was describing the book, that's one of the factors that you bring out to rely on his faithfulness. How important is that in our prayer life, to fully understand the time part of praying time?
You got to be faithful with what you do for the Lord. I mean, God's not a person that we should play with. We have got to have that faith. When we go to him, have that faith. And when we get to the end of that prayer, we said, amen. That means he got it. He gonna help you. He gonna fix it for you. Amen. That's it. So we've got to be faithful and understand that we're praying to God, our Father, who loves us very much.
You talk about one of the most important things in our walk with Christ is having a spirit prayer. Talk about what that is and how we need to incorporate that.
I kind of look at that spiritual prayer as when we are praying for the sick and the shut-in, or praying for a brother or a sister. That spiritual prayer is when the Holy Ghost really moves. You know, it moves on you, and you just can't hold your peace. You have got to talk to the Father. you know. That's where that word, that Holy Spirit come in at.
Yes.
You got to have it.
What do you hope the reader takes away after reading Pray and Time? What do you hope the main message or messages are in your book that will literally change lives if applied to their prayer life?
Well, like I said in my dream, I am praying and hoping that Pray and Time will change many, many lives. I want the people to know if you are in trouble, if you need a helping hand, you got it. God is waiting on us to call on him. He's waiting on us to pray. See, there are too many people that done forgot it because we have everything we want, we have everything we need, and we just have forgotten about God. But he's moving all over the world every day. So we got to remember that. Just because he have not hit my house yet doesn't mean that he's not going to hit it.
We've got a
because he have not taken a life from my house yet doesn't mean that he's not going to take a life.
Yes.
Because all our lives, all our days are numbered. And when that time comes, we got to leave this world. And my main issue in this book is pray in time. Mean what you pray and mean what you say.
I've got a couple.
Amen.
Yes, so important. And we've got a couple minutes left. I want to slide this in because this is so important as well, as are all of the different aspects brought up in Pray in Time by Norris Hall, our guest on the program. Things that hinder prayer, and I'm thinking about what we need to do to get ourselves proper for prayer and to ask for something. You talk about selfishness, unbelief, and unforgiving spirit. There's baggage that we take to prayer that works against us, obviously, isn't there?
That unforgiving spirit? You see, a lot of people pray, and they really do not mean what they're saying.
Yes.
They just go to Jesus because somebody told them, well, Jesus will answer your prayers. And they go down on their knees or wherever they are, standing wherever they are, and they'll pray. In time God answered their prayer, they go back out in the world and do the same thing again.
There's so many elements of this. The book is powerful. It's Pray and Time. Our guest is Dr. Norris Hall. If you're Googling Norris, N-O-R-R-I-S, and Hall, H-A-H-A-L-L, book at Amazon, the usual places. Dr. Hall, the time has gone by too quickly. A very important conversation today. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
Well, you're welcome. I've enjoyed it.
It's been fun, and hopefully we can do part two of this. There's so many more elements that we can talk about in the book, Pray and Time. Dr. Norris Hall is our guest. And, of course, information on the book and a direct link to her Amazon page by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.